Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Usually I am the engine, but this month I'm the caboose. Hey there, peoples. It is April New Music time here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I am your old friend, Old Jim. Patrick Foster is off today. We switch spots on the new music train. So he started things off. He's the engineer. He's the conductor, whatever you want to call him. He's up at the front of the train. He already gave us his new music picks, and they were excellent. Then, as the train progressed around the country, around the world, others jumped on, filled up the passenger cars and the bar car and the scenic car. Was that what you call that? The observation deck, that's it. And we had just an excellent ride, all jamming out to new music. And then, way there in the back, there's Jim. But that's okay. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you extra new music picks this month. Extra, because nobody follows me, so I can just keep going as long as I want, right? Now, before I do that, a little bit of business here. Apparently, I have to clean up the train when this is over, which I got to tell you, you peoples, have you ever heard of coasters? All right, it's going to be a big... It's going to be a big job, but I'll get her done. All right. So, where are we starting on this leg of the new music journey? Where is the train right now? It is in Sweden. And the band we're going to hear is a Swedish band, been around since 2008. Post-punk band out of Sweden. I don't know how to pronounce this band's name, but I asked our friend Niklas Nygaards, how do you pronounce this band's name? And he says it's a tricky one, but here goes. Let's see how Niklas tackles this.
Makthaverskan.
All right, let's hear that again, Niklas.
Makthaverskan.
Makthaverskan. Makthaverskan. All right. The band's name is spelled Makthaverskan. Let me repeat that. Makthaverskan. Makthaverskan. I think. Okay. As I mentioned, Swedish post-punk band. This is a song from their new album, came out in April. The album is called Glass and Bones. This song is called Won't Wait.
Oh,
All right, there you go. And of course, one of the things people love about this band, whose name I will not try to pronounce again, is the singer, M-A-J-A, Maja or Maja Milner, M-I-L-N-E-R. And a very powerful voice. And in fact, the band's name translates, I guess, loosely to powerful female. And I like this quote here from Stereo Gum. They call this band Always Haunted by the Spirit of Susie and the Banshees. I would be referencing the band Always. I think the voices are very similar there. Always, but haunted by the spirit of Susie and the Banshees. So there you go. Won't wait. All right. Now we are going to get back in the train. We are going to head to California. And we're going to visit with a singer named Maria Taylor. Now, this is not the Maria Taylor you know from NBC Sports. No. This is singer Maria Taylor. She has been around for a long time. So she was with a band called Azure Ray. And she also, and they put out several albums, she also has herself put out 11 solo albums since 2005. This song is on a new album called Story's End. It's on the Million Stars label. And it's a song that's about reckoning with what has passed. That's going to be a little bit of a theme in the show. There's another song you hear later that deals with that, with the past. Shades of Blue, Maria Taylor.
You can't have time without a number, and you can't feel hurt without a flame. You can't overcome unless you suffer. You can't take it on and be the same. Just is either way. And you cannot fight without a purpose. And you can't be chill to satisfy. And there's no love like a mother.
There you go, Maria Taylor with Shades of Blue. Really dig that song. All right. Now we're going to go from California all the way across the country to Brooklyn, New York. And this band also has been around for a long time, since 2002. They are called A Place to Bury Strangers. That's the name of the band. A Place to Bury Strangers, a Brooklyn rock band. They have, I believe, 7 albums out, 7 proper studio albums. But in April, they released a collection of rarities. So, you know, outtakes and whatnot. It's called Rare and Deadly. It's on the Dead Strange label. The song is called Do It All Again. And it's also a song with lyrics looking to the past. Do It All Again. We'll be right back. place to bury strangers. But before you say it, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Strong Jesus and Mary Chain vibes, right? Yeah, we all heard it and we all love it. Okay, now we're taking the train to the middle of the country. We're going to Chicago and going to visit there with an old friend. So we're going to take a little time. We're going to stop. We're going to have a nice visit. And the guy we're going to hear from is Gary Klebe. And Gary, he just put out his first solo album, but you might know him from the band Shoes. Yes, Shoes. The underappreciated Chicago power pop band that dates all the way back to the late 70s, Shoes. Gary has put out, as I mentioned, his first solo album just last month on Shoes Black Vinyl label. Gary Klebe was the singer and guitarist in Shoes, and on this album he plays most of the instruments himself. He did not play drums, but I think he plays everything else. Let me tell you something, peoples. I'm going to look this up right now. I'm going to click right here on this album on my streaming. The album is called Out Loud. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 tracks here, clocking in at a total of, I don't have my glasses, hang on. I believe that says 36 minutes and 58 seconds for 11 tracks. It is power pop goodness, top to bottom, let me tell you. Hard to pick one song from this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with a song called Wrong All Along.
One day soon you will know that my words were untrue. One day soon my apology long overdue. I was wrong all along.
Klebe with Wrong All Along. There you go, peoples. That is some good power pop stuff. Okay, check out that whole album, man. You'll really enjoy that. Okay, now, going to wrap things up here. I got to get to cleanup duty, but we're going to leave here on a high note. We're going to go to Leeds, England, and we're going to hear from more old friends. Also from late 70s, early 80s time period when you first heard this band, Gang of Four. They have a new single out. Supposedly they retired, but now they're like touring again or doing a few dates here and there, what have you. And they put out a new single and it's appropriate for our time. So we'll do that in just a second. Let me just say how much I have enjoyed listening to everyone's new music picks. Let me also say real quickly that Suburbs Fest is coming up in Knoxville, Tennessee. Go to suburbspod.com/fest. There is all the information about the different events. There is a discounted hotel. If you try to book the hotel and it's not showing the discount of $129 per night, reach out to us, let us know, email us rock@suburbspod.com. We will contact the hotel and see if we can get some more rooms added to the block. We already blew through the initial allotment, had to add more. We may have blown through those too. This is going to be the best Suburbs Fest ever, I think. The participation, the attendance seems to be really high from what I'm hearing. So you want to get there to Knoxville. It is going to be a blast. You will never be the same. And we kind of want you to change a little bit, all right? Because, you know, well, you could do for, you know, a little refreshing, a little freshening up. All right. Okay, so now, on behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and we'll talk to you later. And here is Gang of Four with their new single, No Kings Here. And I don't think they're talking about England. You understand what I'm saying, peoples? All right. No kings here. See ya.
Makthaverskan.